Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Why not join us for
the Susie
and Sheridan
Show
on Sheffield
Live Radio,
93.2 FM, live on the wireless. Oh, never buy teeth from a catalogue.
Every Thursday,
1 till 2 in the afternoon, so I'll get the kettle on for you and put an extra digestive on the plate.
The Susie
and Sheridan Show.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops that quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I am joined by my co-host today,
Oliver Dixon.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm fine, thank you, mate. It's always nice being here in the studio.
So this is your second time you've been here today, and your first full show today, because
yes,
we had a few hiccups last week, two weeks ago, where the computer wasn't working, so we couldn't do a show. But finally, we're able to do a show now. So how are you feeling, Oliver?
Well, it's been a while since I've been in a radio studio and co-presented a show, actually, going back about a year ago in my university days, so it's nice being back in like this environment and with all the equipment around and familiarising myself with it.
I mean, I've got to ask you, I want to talk to you about your university, if you're able to.
Of course.
So what did you actually do at university?
So I studied sports journalism at the University of Lincoln. I did that for 3 years between 2021 and 2024. Recently graduated as well.
And, I mean, I've got to ask you, I mean, well, I know the answer to this, but how difficult is it, do you think?
It varies. There's some aspects which are more difficult than others, especially if you're in the broadcasting area as well, because so many options. You've got the TV, you've got radio. Mm. It gets challenging sometimes, but there's always a way to solve it. There's always a plan B, as they say.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you on that one. I mean, there's always things that go wrong here in the studio, and you always got to have a backup plan no matter what. And I've got to ask you, I mean, have you done TV work as well?
A little bit, yeah, not too much.
So, I mean, what kind of TV work did you do?
I had a go at doing a mock presenting, like a little news bulletin in the studio that was at the university. I've also done work with cameras as well. And this is outside of university, but I recently did a broadcasting course with Life Skills based here in Sheffield, right. Just down the road from here, actually. And that was specialising in TV broadcasts, so I managed to do some producing work with that as well, yeah. Which was good.
And did you get any feedback from any of celebrities or anybody?
I wouldn't say celebrities as such. Didn't get to work with too many famous people. But in terms of like feedback, I got plenty from like lecturers and peers and everything, and it was really good to hear feedback and to show that I was doing a good job.
And I've got to ask you as well, Oliver, I mean, if there was anybody that you could work with in the near future, I mean, who would it be and why?
That's a good question, Chris. You've put me on the spot here now, actually.
Sorry, but I had to ask.
I'd love to work with one of the sport presenters, especially on like a programme like Match of the Day.
Right.
Like behind the scenes with that and getting to see what goes on there, because I've always watched Match of the Day. I still enjoy watching it, and it's fascinating seeing what goes on behind the scenes and how they produce the programme as well.
So I take it you're a football fan as well.
I am, yes.
So, I mean, what team do you support?
I support Newcastle United.
Newcastle United. And, I mean, how well do you think we've done this year?
I'd probably say this is the best season we've, especially in my lifetime, because I haven't seen too much success in my lifetime. But considering we won the Carabao Cup in March, if we win on Sunday, we've got another Champions League season next season. I think it's been the best season we've seen for a while. It tops a couple of seasons ago when we were in the Champions League and before that. Mm. And we can still improve, don't get me wrong. We can still do better, but I think the trophy was the most important part, because
we've
been waiting for a trophy for 70 years domestically.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And I mean, do you think... what do you reckon to Eddie Howe?
I like him a lot. That's not me being biased or anything, but...
Yeah, sure.
We were all pleased when he joined in 2021 as well. He was part of the new regime after the Saudi Arabians took over.
Yeah.
And because I knew about him from when he used to manage Bournemouth and what he did with Bournemouth, like their story, taking them from like the depths of League Two all the way up to the Premier League,
yes.
Which not a lot of people can do.
Yeah.
So I already knew, I was like, he's like the ideal Newcastle manager. He's like, fits our system perfectly. He knows how to get the best out of players who may not have performed as good before or needed more developing. And now he's brought all this success, a trophy, Champions League, which not many other managers could do in the past few years. So I'm really impressed, and I hope he stays for the foreseeable as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like similar to Chris Wilder in a way, because it's like at first, I mean, we had quite a few managers before in League One. I think we had Nigel Clough. I can't remember exactly.
It's Nigel Atkins as well, I think.
Nigel Atkins as well. I mean, I can't exactly remember all of them, but I remember those two. And when Chris Wilder came on, and I think. Controversial, we're going to say this. I think a lot of people wasn't so sure about him at first, but when he took over Sheffield United, he shot us straight up to Premiership. And the way that he played the first year in Premiership, I mean, that was like, I don't know if it's a once in a lifetime fluke or something like that, but the way we tackled the Premiership then, it was just unbelievable. And I think he's a great manager as well. And I've got to say about Eddie Howe, I was expecting him to be England manager.
That was the fear, I think, because it was in discussion before Thomas Tuchel got the job. Because he is a I hate to say it, but he's a perfect candidate for England if anything happens to Tuchel.
Yes.
But he's an ideal England manager as well. Born and bred in England.
There's
a few. Newcastle's got a few players who play for the national team now, so he knows them, and he'll know the rest of the players from meeting them during Premier League games, etc. But if he is still an ideal candidate, maybe for the future.
Yeah, and I think, like you say, I mean, time will tell, won't it?
Time will tell, indeed.
That's it, you know, give him a chance, and hopefully he will pull it off, so fingers crossed for him. But anyway, we're going to move on now. We're going to play a song from Meatloaf, I'll Do Anything For Love, but we'll carry on later on, talking to you later on. So we're going to play Meatloaf, I'll Do Anything For Love.
As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning,
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is all we have.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
And that was Jamiroquai and Virtual Insanity. So, Oliver, we're going to talk about a certain video game now, and it's also based off a 1980s film franchise. Are you a massive fan of Indiana Jones?
I am indeed.
So, I've got to ask you then, Oliver, are you also a gamer as well?
I am as well, yeah.
Right. So, what type of games do you like playing?
It varies really. RPG games, like sports games, it varies. I'm pretty much an all-around gamer, if you could call me that.
Yeah. And I've got to say, I'm a massive gamer as well, so, I'm currently playing Indiana Jones. I've got two games to play, actually, so I've got two reviews, but I'll save one for next week, so... But we'll talk about Indiana Jones for today, and it's called Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, and it takes place after Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't want to go too much into spoiling it, but... you go to different places like the Vatican, you go to Giza or something like that, and it's some place in Africa. I mean, I don't know. It's a very funny pronunciation, so I think it's called Giza or something like that, so it's G-I-Z-E-H, that's how we pronounce it, and amongst many other places as well. And you're going after these artifacts that lead to something bigger. Now, I'm not going to say what that is because it will spoil the plot, so I'm keeping that out of it. But do you like action adventure games?
I do, yes.
Right. It's all Indiana Jones, and I've got to say it's even better than the last two sequels that we brought out film-wise. And controversial that might sound, because I'm sure a lot of people might like the sequels and stuff like that, which they probably do, but I've got to say, if you are a massive Indiana Jones fan like I am, I think the game should have been the true sequel to the films. It should have been, really. But, gameplay-wise, you're playing first person, so you don't see the character. There's also camera angles where you actually do see him in first person, like where he's climbing up ladders and stuff like that, or climbing his whip. And it's also very stealth based as well, so you're not going to go all out shooting. It's a great game, really. I'm nowhere near finishing it yet, because I've completed the main story, but there's so much to do.
So a little side quest and everything, like, when you think you've completed the... I haven't played it that far in yet, I'm still quite a way off, but it's one of those where you think you've completed it, but there's so many little side things to do.
Yeah, well, I've heard rumours, and I think there is, like, a secret ending. So, like, even though you got to the ending... There's a secret ending, but you can't get it until after you complete it. But you've got to complete everything first. So, and also, there's going to be some DLC called The Order of Giants. But that's not coming out as of yet. We don't know when it's going to be available. Hopefully, it should be at some point this year. But I've got to ask you, Oliver. Other than we're talking about video games... What console do you own?
It's an Xbox.
I mean, what do you reckon to Xbox so far?
It's still going very strong. It's... I don't know how many years it's gone on for. I don't know when the first one came. Was it?
I think it was about 2000, something like that.
So 20 plus years, probably 25 years, actually. Yeah. It's still a good console. So is PlayStation as well. Both very strong consoles.
Yeah.
You get a lot of good games on both. Some are exclusives to one and the other. There's plenty of good games and you play with plenty of people.
You know, you just brought up an interesting point there, Oliver, because exclusives now, for separate console, I don't think that's going to happen much more in the future, because
as an Xbox decided to end exclusive games for the Xbox to move it onto the PlayStation 5s?
I'm not too sure. I think I might have heard something like a rumour about it, but I'm not too sure if it's definitely definitely happening.
Because the reason why I'm saying that is because they're bringing out Gears of War, which has been an Xbox exclusive for years. And we also brought out Indiana Jones, which was an Xbox exclusive, but we decided to bring it out to the PS5. And then you got Doom as well, Doom the Dark Ages.
Now I've just started playing that as well.
We'll talk more about that, but I want to do a full review on that next week, because I've got a lot to go through on that one. So, we're going to talk a bit more about Indiana Jones, though. But yeah, I think. Do you think there'll be a sequel to Indiana Jones? You think?
In terms of the films.
Well, the films or games? I mean, do you think now that the game has come out, do you think there's been renewed interest for the franchise?
I think the game will get at least one sequel. For the films, I don't think they will. I mean, Harrison Ford's
in his 80s.
In his 80s, I don't think he want to do much more.
Do you think they will reboot it?
They could do, or they may do like a spin-off, like a backstory or something.
Yeah, and I mean, if it did do a reboot of a film, I mean, who do you think would make a great Indiana Jones? I mean, a lot of people say Chris Pratt.
I can see why, not just for appearance, but acting skill as well. Like he'd be a good Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And I mean, another one I'd probably... I mean, this might sound a bit controversial. Bradley Cooper, I think.
He would also be... he'd also be a decent candidate. I'd have to think, because the main list I think of like, who's going to be the next is James Bond at the minute. For Indiana Jones, because I'm not sure if they're definitely bringing new stuff out. I'd have to have a think.
Yeah, and I mean, you just mentioned James Bond as well. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about James Bond there. But, who do you think the next James Bond should be? Because I've got a few ideas in mind who I'd like to see, but what's your opinion?
I'm torn between two. It's Henry Cavill, and I've thought of Idris Elba as well.
You know, I just thought, spot on. You're spot on. I thought exactly Henry Cavill at first. Idris Elba, I think, would make a great Bond as well. But I also heard rumours that there's been another two. Tom Hardy, I mean, there's been a lot of mentions about him, but I'm not so sure that Tom Hardy has got that James Bond suave quality to him, I think. He's a good actor, don't get me wrong, but I also think he's too famous as well. But saying that, with Henry Cavill and Idris Elba, I mean, they're A-list actors as well. So I think, I don't know if they're going to go down with someone who is a bit more unknown.
I think that's what they did with Daniel Craig, I think, because he was fairly unknown when he was cast.
And you know, speaking of Daniel Craig, and I mean, he's a great Bond, by the way. I liked what he did with the films, but when they mentioned him at first, I thought, really? You know, I couldn't see it. And it's like, well, give it a chance, because you've got to give the new actor a chance, you know. I mean, even though it did get a lot of stick from the press and all that. And you know what, after when you've seen Casino Royale, he blew those critics out of the water, didn't he? And I mean, that was a great film, great Bond film.
That was.
And I mean, another mention was Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, I've just sort of I'm trying to remember who else was on the list.
He's been in quite a few AAA films, but I've got to say I don't actually know him as neither. Best as Henry Cavill or Idris Elba or Daniel Craig. I think he could possibly do it, but I think time will tell, really. And if you watched the last film, I mean, it's going to be interesting where they're going to go with James Bond, because at the last one, I'm not going to spoil it, because if the people aren't seeing it, let's just say something massive actually happens, which I don't like, and I'll be honest with you, I don't like how it ended, but I'm not going to say too much about it. I think it's going to be interesting how we're going to go with that. So, anyway, I'm going to move on to our next song now. We're going to play Jamiroquai, and this is Cosmic Girl.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
We'll be right back. The music sounds better with you. Love might bring us back together. I feel so good. I feel right. The music sounds better with you. Love might bring us back together.
Anyway, we're going to... that was Stardust, and I forgot what the song was called.
Music sounds better with you.
Right. Thanks, Oliver. You're saving me, so I'm glad you came here this week, and thank you for joining me this week.
My pleasure, honestly.
So, I mean, how did you feel about coming to Sheffield Live then?
I was looking forward to it for a while. I mean, I'd known about it prior to... coming in, and I've listened to a few of the things and some of the work that you've done, and I'm still excited to see what's to come, because this is just the beginning.
It is. It's. I mean, it's a long journey, and I mean, I've been there for over 10 years now, and I mean, don't feel like 10 years when you've
it flies past.
It does. I mean, and also with what you get to do as well, and who you get to meet, and I mean, I'm not just talking about celebrities. I'm talking about everybody in general. I mean, who you get to meet, it's fantastic. And also, I'm glad you come as well, because now I've got somebody to talk to, which is best part, you know. Because I mean, I've been doing this on my own for over a year now, and it's hard when you're doing it on your own. And now we could talk about video games, films, and whatever you want to talk about.
Look forward to speaking about that in the next, well, the foreseeable, really.
Yeah, and also, eventually, you will also be our next presenter of Communities Live as well. So, I mean, that's the plan, so we'll get you your own show eventually on Communities Live. So, I mean, what would you like to learn more in the near future then, Oliver?
More about like the technical side, such as controlling the desk here and just navigating my way around, so it's a nice, organised, smooth show. Because I know it's a lot of work, there's a lot of different things you have to do at the same time, it's a lot of multitasking involved, so I'd like to improve, I'd like to learn that and improve on it.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the desk right now, I mean, you're looking, there's so many buttons in there, and you're thinking, which one do you press?
Like a TARDIS control desk or something.
Yeah, and you're thinking, which do you press and which do you not press? You know, it looks so complicated, but I promise you, once you get used to it, it goes very easy, so we'll get you trained up on that later on. And also, if you're looking for volunteers, which we are looking for, if you want to join us on our team, if you want to do either a producing role or a presenting role like Oliver is doing, we are looking for volunteers. So if you're interested in joining us, you can get in contact with us on our Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very old Sheffield Live webpage as well. And we also have
an email address that you can contact me on at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Again, we have a Commuters Live Facebook page. We have our very own Sheffield Live webpage. And we also have an email address that you can contact me on at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Now, we're coming near to the end of the show now, so we have got 3 more minutes to kill. So, we're going to play the end of the show now, so we're going to say goodbyes now. So, so it's been a good show today, and I want to say goodbye. We'll be back. I will be back tomorrow with an interview, so stay tuned for that. Oliver, you will be back
next
Thursday, all being well. So I will see
fingers
you.
Fingers crossed.
So I will see you next Thursday, all being well. Fingers crossed. So we're coming near to the end of the show now. So we're going to play the end of our the show. This is goodbye from Chris and Ollie, and
goodbye from Oliver Dixon.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Mil bhi jaye agar tu